KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, August 7th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A wild finish last night between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Boston's Caleb Durbin, he would line a single to center field in the bottom of the 13th inning as the Red Sox would rally time and time again as they beat Chicago 12-11 in a game that lasted more than 4 hours. The Red Sox have won 8 straight and 10 of 11. They've now won 10 consecutive series. The White Sox had a 7-6 lead in the ninth. Boston would tie the game in 4 straight innings. They would tie it 7-7 in the ninth. They would tie it again in the 10th, in the 11th, in the 12th, and finally win it in the 13th. The other Chicago team, the Cubs, they would win on a throwing error in the 11th inning as they beat Toronto yesterday 3-2. Pete Crow Armstrong throwed on the throwing error. This is after Alex Bregman had a 2-strike, 2-out home run in the bottom of the ninth. Chicago wins 3-2. It was the 11th walk-off win of the season for the Cubs. Elsewhere last night, Dustin May won his debut for Milwaukee, while the Brewers also got home runs from Jackson Chirio and Gary Sanchez. The Brewers defeated Pittsburgh 5-2. After losing the opener of the series, Milwaukee won the final 3 games versus the Pirates. Meanwhile, Dustin May, acquired from St. Louis at the trade deadline on Monday, gave up just 2 runs and 3 hits over 6 innings. Ronald Acuna Jr. with a pair of home runs last night as the Atlanta Braves beat the Miami Marlins 11-3 to complete a 3-game sweep. The Braves extend their season-best winning streak now to 8 games. Cleveland's Foster Griffin struggled in his first start with his new team, allowing 5 runs in 4 innings as the Mets would beat Cleveland 13-6. That gave the Mets a 3-game sweep over the Guardians. Cleveland, they've lost 11 of their past 14 games. Meanwhile, the Padres, they moved within a game of Arizona for the final National League wildcard spot as San Diego beat the Diamondbacks last night 5-1. Philadelphia's Christopher Sanchez became the first 15-game winner in the majors this season, as the Phillies would have 8 doubles last night, defeating Washington 7-3. Sanchez allowed 2 runs and 6 hits over 5 innings. Detroit catcher Dylan Dingler homered for the 3rd straight game. He had 3 hits and 3 RBIs as the Tigers beat Seattle 11-0. Detroit, so they're playing very well here over the past couple weeks. They've won 5 of their past 6 games. They're in just 1 game out of a playoff spot. Also, Detroit scored at least 8 runs in 7 of their last 8 contests. The Angels beat Baltimore 4-1, and also the Cincinnati Reds, they would beat the A's 6-5 for a 3-game sweep. NASCAR announcing some changes to its Cup Series stage break procedures, effective immediately, in an effort to reduce laps run under caution and also create more green flag racing. The new rules take effect this weekend in Iowa and will remain in place for the rest of the season. Here's what the new rules are. If a natural caution occurs with 10 or fewer laps remaining in Stage 1 or Stage 2, that stage will be considered complete at the time of the caution. NASCAR CEO Steve O'Donnell says the change comes after fan frustration during the Brickyard 400 earlier this season in Indianapolis, where long caution periods near stage breaks limited the green flag action. And that is a look at your sports for Friday morning. It is August 7th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.